Thank you.
Wow. Well, here we are on the potty.
Strong one coming.
I'm a strong one. I'm already here. My name's Dave Myers, and you're listening to On the Potty. Cafe style, Vittoria coffee. We're on Pitt Street. We're in the big city, the big smoke.
The big smoke.
And this is where all the action
big apple.
Is. I'm here with Dan Bottom. I'm here with Bron Downs. But I'm here also with a very, very special guest.
He's special because of the way he looks.
He's a very special man. We've decided to call him Jody Babyface McNeil.
That's me. I'll take any compliment.
It wasn't a compliment.
Babies are ugly.
Let me say, when you're 36 and someone calls you Babyface, you take it.
Babyface.
Jody Babyface McNeil, tell us about yourself. Who are you?
You're not a girl, is that right?
That is correct.
It's hard to tell, though, because you have the name Jody.
I have the name Jody, and
such a soft
doesn't matter thing. How many hormones you take, you can't get a voice like mine unless you're a male, I'm led to believe.
Ian Thorpe. Did you hear about that? They reckon he was on drugs last year.
Really?
Ooh, yeah,
it might overshadow the World Championships.
Ooh.
Anyway, keep
it's
going.
Gonna break.
Babyface.
It's going to break.
Ooh.
It may break on the podcast.
It could. You're hearing it here first. David Hicks, 9 months.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in a second.
We
have to hear about Jody first.
9 months.
Let's talk about Jody.
That's what I'm about here. Breaking news.
Breaking news. I'm happy to be a part of that. I'm Jody. I work for YouthWorks College. I run a thing called Year 13.
What's Year 13? I only went to Year 12. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, you missed out.
Yeah,
tell and you've got no chance. Because you can't do Year 13 unless you've just done Year 12. It's basically don't go overseas for a gap year. Hang around, do it here in Australia, do it in Sydney. We'll give you 2 days a week of awesome Christian input. We'll head off to Africa for a month. You get to do stuff in your local church with your youth group. Awesome stuff.
I wish I'd done that.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah.
Bron wasted her youth.
Bron, before you go on, we talked before the podcast about how we didn't want you to have too much input from you. So we thought we were actually going to limit you to 2 sentences for the rest of the podcast from now.
Okay. Is that okay?
You can only choose... No, you can. She gave us the thumbs up. She has to choose very carefully what 2 sentences she says.
So, but if she says them early on and they are very, very good sentences...
We'll credit her another
one. We might give her an extra right.
That's grace, Bron. That's grace.
No, it works. It's all about works. She's got to earn.
Well, that's right. So.
It's all about... But on the potty, we're not on about earning salvation. It's all through Jesus.
That's right.
It's all about
only grace.
Yeah.
So you do... What's YouthWorks?
It's a part
doesn't
of...
Doesn't sound like grace.
No. That's right. It's kind of like the place you go to know about youth ministry and children's ministry.
Okay, cool.
And so we publish books. We publish commentaries and things on the Bible, stuff you learn in schools. You go to Christian studies or whatever. We run a college called YouthWorks College.
Yep.
And we also do heaps of training. We've got all these campsites and things. Lots of stuff.
Awesome. Well, Jody, on the potty, we have something that we run called Top 5.
Mm.
And, have you heard the potty before?
I have. I confess to it. Have,
what episode?
What's your favourite? What can you
Did you hear the one with the Revive? That was
no.
a very good one. That number 16. Go to number 12 if you want to hear one of the best ever. And wait for the cigarettes.
What can you remember?
I can remember it was somewhat random, but I'm sort
it's a
of
lot more planned these days.
As you can tell in this studio that we've fashioned out for the purpose.
I was impressed with this non-sequential syllabus and the fact that it sort of went all over the place.
We call it non-sequential syllabification.
Yeah. I was happy. I was impressed with that. Yeah,
that's cool.
I'm impressed that you guys could spend 30 minutes talking about nothing.
No, we talk about stuff.
Yeah, we're talking right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Jody, top 5 for today. I opened up the TAB form yesterday, as I am partial to do on a Friday.
Daniel struggles with gambling on a Friday. If you struggle with gambling, send an email to
ccc@gmail.com.
Yeah, lucky Bron didn't use the .com for a
sentence. She didn't want to use it then. I hope you're thinking about your sentences, Bron. The
earlier you do them, maybe the better if you get a credit one.
Yeah.
The earlier you do it, if it's a bad one, you don't get another one.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
We're struck for time here, so we're going to keep going. I opened up the newspaper and I was reading through the greyhound and horse racing forms, just at names, because I think they make fantastic... When you're at youth group and you're put into like a trivia team or something cheesy like that, and you have to come up... They always say come up with your own name. You're always stuck, and you're always naming it after... You always name it after someone in the group, or you use
Daniel's
an overused
team.
One like Snot or something like that.
Yeah.
So I had to come, I was thinking, I've got to have a store of these. If you were to own a race, if you were to own a greyhound.
A greyhound, a dog, yeah.
What are your top 5 names.
Do you want me to come up with five names?
Yeah, five names.
That's what we're on about here. Top five.
And you can come up with them. You don't have to come up with them right now. We'll just keep on going.
Just randomly.
Give us number.
Give us number five now. Come
and
on.
Then we'll
number
go.
Number five would be
Babyface McNeil.
Rabbit Mayhem.
Rabbit Mayhem.
That is good.
Because that's what's going to happen if he catches up with that rabbit. Where, Dave, tell us about what we're about to listen to.
Mate, we pleaded for it with our Botswana fans to send us another episode of On the Botty. And so what we have is another episode of
On the Botty.
That's
what we're on about here on whatever we do. What are we?
We're on the potty.
This is what we're on about here on the potty. We get what we ask for. And yeah. We asked for a body episode and we got one.
And we are asking to make it to number one on iTunes. We haven't yet made it. Keep subscribing.
That's
please.
Right.
Keep subscribing. This is from Botswana. This is Andrew and Ellen. And sorry if there's anything racially that's a bit awkward.
Okay, g'day, peoples. Ooh. This is Andrew and Ellen in Botswana. And we're still alive. And many things have happened in the last however long we haven't done it for.
8 months. Actually,
no.
We've been here for 8 months.
Eight months now,
so a very long time. A lot of stuff has happened. And, Ellen, what's something big that has happened to you?
Well, I've changed schools now. I go to a school called Maruapula, or MAP as everyone calls it. And that's really good. And I'm also going to another youth group at my church, and it's a bit scary because everyone there's black, and I'm really white, but you know, you get that. Yeah, so it's good. Yeah.
Do you know what your school's name means?
It means, like, cloud of blessing or rain or something like that.
I remember that cloud of blessing you had on.
Very interesting. Okay. I have started going to a Bible study. That's good, but sadly, as we've learnt missionary life, that people leave going back to their home countries, so...
So keep praying for them.
We're going to have to do some recruiting to get more people again.
Go over there.
And
Bible study.
And I went to Zambia for New Year.
Wow.
With
raging
party.
With
my family. So that was fun. And
bouncing up and down.
Yeah, got to see the rainiest country I've ever been to.
England.
It rained heavily every single day I was there. So that was interesting. And got to see top security at the border crossing. They were travelling on a bus for 21 hours. And we got to the border crossing and the security guards, they had to unpack the bus to see if there were any dangerous items in the bags. And well, they were very slow unpackers, so they spent like an hour unpacking our bus because they would unpack one and walk away. And so eventually, when they did not unpack it all,
that's right.
They looked at the pile of bags there. They decided that the pile looked safe enough.
Number four.
Tabasco boy.
You don't have to go overseas to be missionary, kids.
Oh, Bron comes out.
Right there.
Okay, I think that gets another sentence just because we needed a. Oh, yeah. What does he mean by that?
Yeah,
so he's got one sentence, only one and allowed.
Okay. Are we getting another one right now?
Yeah, you gotta qualify what you're talking about.
But you only get one sentence.
Yeah,
do it.
But you've still got one up your sleeve.
A missionary is someone who talks about Jesus, and you can do that wherever you are.
Good call. Good comment. Good comment. You still got one up your sleeve there. Let's hear what happened at the border crossing. Was it Zambia?
Yeah, pile of suitcases.
Enough. And put it all back into the bus without opening a single bag. So, top-notch security. No one could ever get past it. So, Ellen, what else has been happening here with you?
Nothing.
Nothing much, really. I've made
Come on,
a few
it's been 8 months.
Except they're all leaving, so yeah, this mass exodus at the moment.
Moses.
And one of them's going to Australia, and yeah.
Yeah, they're going to Melbourne, so everyone should go to Melbourne and look for them. It may take a while, but
good
Victoria's
lucky.
Not very big.
It's not very big.
So I have started my uni, so I'm doing my Rome course in the second term now, and I just finished a big assignment, so it's always good when you get them away. Not too fun.
I could listen to his dulcet tones forever.
We've also been going to Toomalong Orphan Care Centre, where been looking at, like, playing with the kids, and yeah, it's fun, and just fun to play with kids who don't really have much, and how to bless them. And well, also the other week I showed a Jesus film in Setswana.
Sweet.
Which all the Setswana people thought was very funny, because all the white people were speaking Setswana, which isn't that common here. But, yeah, that was good. And
I love the way that the language of Botswana is Setswana.
Anyone got anything else to add?
We should have said Australia.
Not really, but I just want to say, if anyone's thinking about going to FAT but not sure, go, because it's the most awesome time you'll ever have.
Awesome.
Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Ever.
So basically, once you get past FAT, your life goes downhill.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, you better make the most of it, because there's not much, for some people, there's not much longer before life starts going downhill. So everyone go to FAT, have lots of fun, and we'll see you later. Not really. Rather later. See you.
8 months.
Bye.
Fantastic. There we go. There's awesome. Our latest report. Now, next time...
Someone's calling my phone.
Next time...
Hello.
Next time, I reckon we play that in Windows Media Player, because you can actually speed it up.
Oh, g'day, Nathan.
And
how
can,
are you?
Make it a bit faster. Now, number three.
Side salad.
Side salad.
It's kind of the Kenny Calendar kind of, you know, list wouldn't really help that one particular one, but he doesn't call dogs.
Here comes Side Salad.
Side Salad. Shut up.
Now, we put out our Jaywalk last night.
Jaywalk. Issue number 2 has just come out. We've got it here.
Do you want one, Jay? I've got a free one for coming on the potty.
I would love to have one.
Good sign one. We've got Madonna in there. We've got Happy Feet.
Wait,
we've got some books. Dan wrote a good article. The middle article is fantastic by Alex Hartley.
I can't remember where I've
fantastic. Called My Fat Journal, and it's very, very fat. Now, Jody, while we've got you here, very quickly, if you want to find out about Jaywalk, www.ccsu.com is where you find out about Jaywalk. It's our new monthly magazine.
I'm excited.
But tell us, Jody, we've been down here for a conference today. It's Saturday morning on whatever date it is today.
Day of March.
Tomorrow's April Fool's Day.
Hey, remember April Fool's Day last year?
What did we do?
I sent you messages and told you that iTunes were going to pay us some money.
Well, that was hilarious. If you can't remember it, Dave, I was on the way to a wedding. I got a message from Dave saying, iTunes have want to put us in their
new and notable
section. They're going to pay us $500 to do an interview with us.
And I said, I think we should give it to church.
I think we should give the $500 to church. And I got to this wedding.
I told everybody
about it. The groom was there, and I said, oh, look, it's a fantastic wedding, but I've got to tell you something exciting that's happened to me today. It wasn't until later that night.
Hook, line, and sinker.
I found out. Sorry.
So and this conference, we've been, I guess we've been thinking about how to reach teenagers, I guess. And how to reach them with Jesus. Give us some ideas on your thoughts on, first of all, why would we want to do that?
Oh, well, big time, because every single teenager who doesn't know Jesus is, God's angry with them. And he doesn't like that. And he's offered us a way out through Jesus. Be friends with Jesus, and God will love you. And when people hear that message, then God gets glorified, which is just what is the number one aim of the game.
Yeah.
Awesome. We last night we talked about, at Junior Youth Group, we talked about what our greatest need is, and that our greatest need is to be reconciled to God. And seniors, you talked about what Jesus has done in his death and resurrection.
And how he is the Lord, and he deserves us to glorify him through mission and all that sort of thing.
And so what we want people to... People need to hear about Jesus. We want people to hear about Jesus. We pray that people would hear about Jesus. What are some of your tips, and how would you encourage the teenagers in our youth group, and likewise people around the world, because we've got about 3 listeners in Canada.
Welcome to everybody in Canada.
How's the snow in summer, whatever month it is?
It's summer now here. Is it still summer?
No, summer's over, baby.
It's always cold in Canada.
Yeah, that's why it starts with the sea. Any country that starts with the sea, except for Colombia
and Cuba
and
Congo.
Yeah, but all the other ones, they're always cold. All the ones that start with H are always hot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like Helsinki.
That's not a country.
It's a city.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, keep going.
What are some tips? How would you encourage teenagers to think about sharing Jesus? How do they do it? Like, what are they?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, one of the things that's interesting is that when I was growing up, you'd listen to...
That's not hot. That is a bit...
You'd listen to authorities. So if someone said, this is true or that's not true, you'd say, okay, I believe you. But these days, people aren't so keen on that. So the best way to tell people about Jesus is to say, listen, check out Jesus, comparing it with the other stuff, and I promise you, I reckon he'll stand up.
Yep.
And I reckon it's a great way to tell your friends about Jesus. And because there is only one God, all the rest are not true. There's no other way to be friends with God, and everyone who's not friends with Jesus is going to hell. So that's all. That's what we've got to keep in mind. Mm. But the bottom line is, you show them Jesus, and they'll never find anyone better.
Mm. What are some ways you could do that?
Well, relational stuff's really big, I reckon. If you've got friends.
If you've got friends, send an email to ccc@gmail.com.
That's right. You can be our friend.
Yeah.
Then one of the best ways for them to know about Jesus is for them to know you and to see your love for them and the way in which you care for them in all sorts of ways. Well, you're just totally different to the world. And then when you get a chance, you can tell them about why does you're different.
And so it means you need to be a Christian not just on a Friday night at youth group, not just on a Sunday at church or in Bible study. Need to be a Christian every day.
24/7. That's what it's on about.
Yeah.
Because they'll suss you out if you're a fake.
Now, we talked a bit about web, like sort of like your technology stuff today. We've got, our youth group's got 100-odd friends on their MySpace. Like, our youth group's got 100-plus MySpace friends, and most of them are youth group kids.
Yeah.
How can our kids out there who've got MySpace pages, how can they be Christian on MySpace?
Ah, well, I think it's important that the stuff on your page is honouring to God. I mean, it's a bit tricky because you can't really stop other people putting stuff on your page.
So you might get the stray comment.
Can you delete people's comments on MySpace?
Look, I don't know.
You can.
I think you've got a bit of control over your own little world there. But the thing is, remember that when you're doing MySpace comments and stuff, that you are locked into the virtual world's history forever. And so speak and write stuff that's honouring to God, because people will notice and they can check what you're writing. But the thing is, God can see everything all the time. And so
Psalm 139.
That's what it's on about. What's Psalm 139 about?
It says something like that.
Yeah.
God can see everything.
Kind of everything you put on MySpace.
Yeah. It says. That's Psalm 151.
David King. MySpace.com/DavidTheKing. Sorry, keep going.
Hey, my profile picture on my blog is actually David the King.
Yeah, the statue.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Pornography.
Yeah, all like what you're saying, what you write in MySpace stays there forever.
Yeah.
You really do need to. There's a tendency, I reckon, to just write whatever you think. But our minds are sinful, and we, you know, we don't come out with the best stuff at times. So it's we kind of got to be kind. The countercultural in that, and
absolutely,
and write what is good and everything, things that, I can't remember the verse.
But yeah, you've got to think
on what is good and not.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
Philippians, that's next term at Night Church, come.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is you've got to realise that you've got to imagine that Jesus is sitting next to you as you're blogging away, as you put your comment up in a MySpace, because he actually is. And that's something that should scare us a bit.
Yeah.
Think, you know, that's a big call, that the one who created the universe is actually sitting there watching what we are typing into a MySpace, or watching what we click, what sites we go to.
Yeah.
But it's also, it's on the positive side, it's a really great way to honour God.
Yeah.
And say, hey, my body wants to say stuff, or my mind wants to say stuff that's not helpful, but I've said no to that, and I'm glorifying God. So it's a positive thing too, that Jesus is sitting there watching you do your blogging and stuff on MySpace.
Yeah. I was bagged out on MySpace once. I googled myself and found some people talking about me on their MySpace page.
Oh, man! People use code names for me because they know I'll find it. So.
But it was interesting to read, but I wasn't offended by it, but it made me think, wow, you really need to watch what you say on MySpace.
Yeah.
Absolutely, that's it. That's it.
Find. We're going to be looking at 1 Thessalonians on Fat this year in the mornings.
Fat camp.
And
I'm so excited.
One of the things in 1 Thessalonians, you see that... So Paul's gone in there, he's told them about Jesus, people have become Christian, he's had to chip off because the mob's sent him out of the town.
Yeah.
And so he's quite anxious about them, and he wants to know that they're doing okay. He gets a report back from Timothy that they're doing fantastic. And so one of the big things going on in 1 Thessalonians is it's saying, look, this is how God wants you to live. You're already doing it. Just keep doing it more and more.
Yeah.
And so as I look at people's MySpace pages, there's lots of you guys out there that are writing some fantastically encouraging things. Keep doing it. Keep doing it more and more. Keep being different to your punk friends who are just writing stupid stuff on there. Be one who seeks to build up. Be one who seeks to encourage.
Definitely.
But while we're on the subject of encouragement, are we up to number 2?
No, up to number... We've done 5, 4, 3. Yeah, we're up to number 2.
I'm thinking it's going to be Schnitzel Savior.
Schnitzel Savior. That's good. I like it.
While on the subject,
have you ever owned a dog, Jody?
I do own a dog right now.
What's his name? Is its name Scruffy?
No, it's Baxter.
Oh, Baxter. That's a good name.
Baxter like and Riley name. Would be good friends.
I've got a dog called Riley.
It's a psycho.
Yeah, he's a psycho. He's friendly, but he's a psycho.
Friendly psycho.
Okay, he's one of those guys that go, hey, where are you going? What are you doing? Can I jump on your face? Yeah. That's what Riley's like.
Now,
he kills his friends.
I've got a really large head, the circumference of my head.
It's a globe.
It's about 64 centimetres, which is bigger than anyone I know.
Yeah,
that's big.
I've never found someone with a bigger head as me, but I bought a hat for $2.98 at Target on Monday or Tuesday. And it fits my head.
Get out! I'm wearing a hat from Target as well.
Good. Yeah, but you paid like $10.
Yeah.
If you could measure your head, and if it's bigger than mine, I will send you a hat.
Whoa!
And if you want to look cool, go to Target, not Big W.
Yeah, because it's cheaper and cooler. Yeah.
That's what I've noticed.
It's like
maybe
cheap,
I'm not
cooler.
Cool, maybe I don't know what's cool.
Fantastic. On. Now we're almost up to number one. You ready? You think you got number one? Okay, let's recap them. Number five.
Oh, look, I couldn't remember.
Number five was awesome. It was the bunny, the rabbit.
Rabbit mayhem.
That's my favourite. So
number
maybe
four
it's
was Tabasco.
Tabasco boy.
Tabasco boy. I like that.
Good. I like that one.
Number three was the one I didn't hear.
What was the one? What was that one?
We had a side salad at some
point. Side salad.
And,
that was
and
the,
then number two was Schnitzel
Savior.
Schnitzel Savior. Number one.
Okay, let's get a drum roll.
Get a drum roll.
He's getting them all from a menu if you haven't worked it out. Yeah.
Number one. Reflections in the Mirror. Sorry.
Number one is Coke Refill.
That's awesome. Everyone gets into that.
What about Unlimited Coke Refill?
Well, free Coke Refill.
Oh.
What is this?
Hey, purchase any burger off your menu with a Coke and receive a free Coke Refill at Cafe
awesome.
Chatters in the city.
We recommend Cafe
plug.
Chatters in the city.
Whenever I'm bored, I wear Cafe Chatters.
You're hoping that the bill of $15.50 might be paid for by the sponsorship deal.
That's right.
We might
talk to them
this
after.
This is cash for comic right here.
Yeah, where's John Law? No, that's a joke that was go above everyone's head.
That's right.
I won't even
especially
say.
Those of our lawyers and his lawyers.
David Hicks,
nine months.
I was thinking the same thing. Get out of here, 9 months.
Crazy town. Kids don't really watch the news or listen to the news much anymore, so they might not even know who David Hicks is.
Isn't he that guy that gives people these weird kisses on their neck?
Yeah, David. He came up with the hickey. He was the original hickey.
Yeah. David gives hicks. There you go. Now, Bron, we've given her permission to say something else. She's going to share one of her favourite Bible verses.
This is the one that we were talking about today in the conference.
Full stop.
Sorry, keep going.
Game over, man. Game over.
It's from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14.
Aliens.
And it says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
It's a good picture of what it means to be different from the culture around you, what it means to be different from other teenagers at school and on MySpace and all that type of stuff. We need to wrap up really soon.
Yep.
Fat's coming very, very soon. This is episode 48. Number 50 is going to be big time, so send in your shout-outs. We've already got a few that have been sent in. We want
and
more.
And look forward to Potty Express.
Oh, Potty Express is going to be...
It's pure gold, isn't
expressive.
It?
Expressive.
You know when you buy juice at the shop and it's not called juice, it's called nectar?
Yeah, this
and
is
And you
nectar.
Know, oh, that's the essence
that's,
of juice.
Yeah.
That's what Potty Express is for the potty. It's the essence of the potty. We should actually call it Potty Nectar.
Pecta. That'd be a good name for a dog. Pecta. Now, Sunday is the last day for fat registrations. If you can't get to church on Sunday, get it into the office by Monday, because that's really the latest. We need to know who's coming. It's going to be a fantastic time. Leave your comments on www.ccsyouth.com. Comment on the Jaywalk articles. We'd love to know your thoughts.
Check out YouthWork.
YouthWorks.net.
What's your website?
Well, YouthWorks. The best one to go to is year13.youthworks.net.
Ah.
.kp.
No, don't do that.
That's the Kingdom Priest one.
That'll get you a 404 error for sure.
But keep sending in your ideas for episode 50, and it's going to be sweet. Thanks for coming with us, Jody.
My pleasure.
Awesome to have you.
Any final words? Like, if cyberspace remembers you in one way and one way only, give us it in a phrase.
Keep loving Jesus.
Oh, that's a beautiful way to finish the show.
That was the nectar.
That was the nectar of this show. If you've heard nothing else,
sweet.
That was That was honey for the lips. Yeah. It was beautiful. Download us on iTunes. We want to make it to number one. Go and peace out. See you later.